WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming ABC on the Civic News Media app. Alt.
Federal aid is on the way for residents in Vermont. President Biden approved an emergency declaration following catastrophic flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Londonderry.
Paula Schwartz and her family evacuated before the water rose in Ludlow.
We kept hearing that the flooding was going to start, and we just got in the car.
Her neighbor forced a kayak to her home to check on it.
They're in the house, and they can't get out.
Residents here liken the ferocious water to Hurricane Irene.
Heat alerts stretch coast to coast with triple-digit temperatures smothering the southwest. NATO members have wrapped up day one of their two-day summit in Lithuania. President Biden met with Turkey's President Erdogan and praised his decision to stop blocking Sweden's entry into the military alliance. Ukraine is also at the top of the agenda. In England, world number one Iga Swiatek is out at Wimbledon, losing to Elena Svitolina of Ukraine in three sets in the quarterfinals. This is ABC News. Tens of thousands of Israelis taking to the streets for what's being called a day of disruption.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government passing the first of three votes on a bill to eliminate the standard of reasonableness in judicial review. The measure would block all courts, including the Supreme Court, from striking down legislation, political appointments, and firings they deem unreasonable. If passed in its current form, this bill would give parliament and elected officials new unchecked powers and open the door to corruption. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
New concerns about the safety of Ozempic and other drugs used for weight loss. Regulators in Europe are looking into a possible link between those drugs and suicidal thoughts after three people who used the drugs reported thoughts of suicide and self-harm. The company that makes the drug says studies found no such connection. Ozempic was approved by the FDA to treat diabetes, but more people use it to lose weight. Trevor Ault, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
From the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
A quick reaction in a fast food restaurant saves a man's life. According to WFRV News, the incident happened at a Green Bay A&W restaurant when a man had a diabetic seizure. Assistant manager Rachel Lyles and general manager John Coolwin, luckily, both had backgrounds in the medical field. They responded quickly, administering CPR and giving the man chest compressions while waiting for medical officials to arrive. The man was taken to a hospital and is recovering. If you're thinking about proposing marriage, why not do it at a place that is already famous for leaps? Lambeau Field. A website called Mixbook.com surveyed 3,000 single people and compiled a list of 250 popular spots in America for a wedding proposal. Lambeau Field is the 128th most popular spot to take a knee. Fond du Lac's Lakeside Park was another local destination for lovers, coming in at 191st. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is a Tuesday, July 11th, 2023, and that's Tuesday. It means Tuesday Tangents with the one, the only, the omnipotent Luke Mathers, co-host of Talk of the Town with our one and only William.
Town call, buddy. Talk of the town. It is the town call. Is the talk of the town?
Was it ever called talk of the town?
I don't think so. To the best of my knowledge, no. But glad to be with you on this Tuesday, Todd.
I messed up the name of the Northwestern newspaper earlier. It's been that kind of a day.
That's okay. When we take a Tuesday off because of the holiday last week, I can understand that we get a little rusty here with our tangents.
You want to know what it was? Yeah, I got my teeth cleaned this afternoon, and I got some
extra laughing gas.
I got a little juice. I got juiced up with the dentist office, and now I'm loopy.
That's a heck of a way to do a Tuesday show, Todd, but I mean, whatever gets you through it.
Right?
They gotta juice you up just to clean your teeth? What is wrong with your mouth?
That's how they have to clean my dog's teeth. They have to put them down. They like if the dog's teeth gets too bad, then he gets put under for the procedure of plaque cleaning.
It was a little deep plaque cleaning today.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So,
and you feeling all right? Just a little juiced up?
I'm feeling fantastic.
I would be too, I guess. That was the process of going to the dentist for me, sure.
Oh, Lordy. Well, the important thing is Luke Mathers joins us every Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents. Of course, his old time slot now he has town call with William in the afternoon from 12:15 until 1. Great show today. You guys had a lot of callers. I didn't get to listen a lot because I was under the gas. But you were talking about this extra money now going forward.
Well, we wanted to gauge the listening audience feelings on a $4 billion surplus rather than it being spent to address the current problems the state faces right here and now, or if it were to be a tax cut or a rebate and sent back to a tax refund to taxpayers, how we could differently use that $4 billion rather than it just being kind of put on hold for the next 2 years until the next biennial budget writing process goes underway. And so we had some excellent engagement from La Crosse to Monroe, from Fond du Lac to the Milwaukee area. We had listeners calling in all across the Civic Media Network. It was a terrific edition of Town Call. And if you missed it, check out the podcast over at the Civic Media website or wherever you find your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, any of them. You can just search Town Call and listen to today's show.
And you guys do a great job each every day. And what I love about the show is you say that you make the caller the star, and it's really a chance for people to voice it and have a
an open discussion about stuff like that.
Yeah, we had some excellent callers, texters, everybody getting engaged with the topic today. And we always have tremendous participation from the Civic Media listening audience. And so it's a fun time. We encourage you to join us on the airwaves from 12:15 to 1. You can participate. If you got ideas of what you'd like Will and I to cover in a future edition of Town Call, you can send us an email at towncall@civicmedia.us as well.
There you go. And see, if you miss Luke in this time slot, you just get him a little earlier. Yeah. Or on Tuesdays, you get him right here.
Yeah, head over to the dentist, sit down in that chair, and turn on the Civic Media app. Boom, you can listen to Town Call from 12:15 to 1.
I should have done that. I should have put my earphones in or something to listen while they're getting my teeth cleaned. Speaking of medical things, a little bit of Civic Media news. As Luke has all things knowing of Civic Media, we have a little public service going on right now.
Yeah, we've got we like our challenges here at Civic Media. The hosts went back in earlier in the year, took on the $1 million advertising giveaway, a tremendous promotion put on by the Civic Media sales team. And we're doing something a little similar, but not the same. It's everybody in the listening audience can get involved now.
Yes.
Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show from 8 to 10 across several Civic Media stations, challenged his listening audience to get involved by donating blood here in the month of July. Mm-hmm. Blood banks around the state of Wisconsin and the nation are in short supply, kind of recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic in that front. Another area where we see shortages. And so Earl and the entire Civic Media team is encouraging our listeners to give blood here in the month of July. If you check out the website, civicmedia.us, you can see all the details about how to take a selfie while you're giving blood. Enter in that photo for a chance to win many, many different prizes. Head over to the website. You can see all the rules and how to apply for that little giveaway we're doing here at the Civic Media team.
Much needed. Red Cross does great work. And you never know when you might, or a loved one might, God forbid, be in an accident or a situation where you need blood. Some are very, very rare. So if you have one of those more rare blood types, but everybody should go do this.
I am an O negative. So I'm the universal donor. I need to go donate more. And so I believe I'm O negative or O. I'm one of the O's, I believe.
Well, I think one's a universal giver and one is
universal.
A rare.
Okay, I think of the universal one, but I don't even donate enough to know specifically my blood type. So I've got to take Earl up on his challenge and get to a donation center myself this month.
Turns out O negative happens to be my IQ. So right there, that's kind of where that goes. No, in all seriousness, everybody is able. You should get out and donate. It's certainly something that we all as citizens, if we're able to do, should go out and do it and support our fellow citizens, because we never know when we're going to need it. And if you're able to, go out and help the Red Cross. And Earl, we thank him. A great program every morning, 8 until 10. Does a great job. And thank him for putting this challenge out there to the entire Civic Media audience. Statewide.
Yeah, check it out on the website, civicmedia.us. You can see all the details there.
There you are. Thank you, Luke. We're going to come back, talk about the United States Supreme Court. We have actual footage, kind of, from the Supreme Court. Attorney Alan Shore telling it like it is to the Supremes. Don't want to miss it. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and around the world on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, now is a great time. Only better day than to download the app was yesterday, and that ain't coming back. So you got to do it today.
Take advantage today.
Take advantage today. Go to your app store on your Android or iPhone device or your Apple device and type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. C-I-V-I-C-I-C-I-C-I-C-I-C. Civic Media. It'll come up. You download it. It takes less than a minute. It's free. Civic Media. And you can take all these great programs along with you across the Civic Media Radio Network 24-7. I want to get to a subject that Luke Mathers was ahead of all of us on when this stuff broke about Clarence Thomas and the Supreme Court. And I appreciate that, Luke. I think all the other hosts have kind of followed your lead on this. And it seems like there's just a never-ending cesspool of stories, and today one from the Associated Press entitled Justices Teach When the Supreme Court Isn't in Session, It Can Double as an All-Expense-Paid Trip. Reading a couple of paragraphs. For decades, the University of Hawaii Law School has marketed its Jurist-in-Residence program to the Supreme Court as an all-expense-paid getaway, with the upside of considerable downtime in paradise. The justices have enthusiastically participated. Quote, your colleagues who were here most recently were Justices Ginsburg, Kennedy, and Breyer, and I believe they all would recommend the experience highly, said the law school's then dean, Avam Sofier, wrote in a 2010 email to draw Justice Sonia Sotomayor to the school in Honolulu. Quote, we will, of course, cover first-class airfare, excellent hotel accommodations, and all other travel expenses. It goes on from there. This has been predominantly on the conservative side, but in this case, you know, it happens on the liberal side as well. Luke, it just seems one of the things I think we as Americans have to have faith in are our institutions, like the Supreme Court, and these stories are doing nothing to solidify our confidence in them.
Yeah, I mean, between the as you point out, almost constant flow of stories since earlier this year when ProPublica did some excellent reporting surrounding the relationship between Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and Harlan Crow, a billionaire businessman from Dallas. It seems like between those nonstop stories and then the rulings that have pretty much thrown out a lot of legal standards, what American society has been based around for, with the Dobbs decision overthrowing 50 years of reproductive health rights for women last summer, to affirmative action being thrown out across college campuses now this summer, and all of the other decisions that were handed down before their term ended back in the end of June there. It seems like the Supreme Court's not doing itself any favors. Yeah. And I think there needs to be an honest conversation about how this institution of nine justices does conduct itself, and maybe have some conversations about possibly reforming it so that we can restore integrity into one of the three branches of our federal government.
Yeah. Right now, I think that the Supreme Court is an alcoholic father from the 50s looking like later on in his life, looking back on the good old days when he just owned his wife and kids and everything was great and he went to work, came back home and drank, did whatever he wanted.
Well, I mean, that's a take. That's a hot take.
And then looking back, people are like, you were terrible. And he's like, no, I was super happy.
Well, he was happy, right?
I did not even consider what anyone else was experiencing.
To Mr. Sauber's point, I think it's out of, you know, I guess it's one thing for a justice to take a, you know, $8,000 trip to Hawaii to speak at a school. I mean, and of course, there are laws to report this, mm-hmm. and some justices have, and some have not. And as we're finding out, there's very little oversight because these people get lifetime appointments and there's very little oversight. But I think that most of us, as just common people, it's one thing to take a couple of $1,000s of a trip. It's quite another to take a $500,000 junket to the Mediterranean.
Yeah. I think one of the starkest differences, though, and where we can see that some rules that are in place for the federal judiciary up until the Supreme Court do work, though. You have U.S. district court judges and appellate court judges that refuse to go to dinner with some friends or colleagues that would possibly show any sign of favor then later on when they're ruling before cases. And you see this line of demarcation, essentially, that once the justice is confirmed to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court, all of a sudden the rules change. And you can see it in these cases. Clarence Thomas and Harlan Crowe didn't become friends until after Clarence Thomas had his lifetime appointment on the. They were not childhood buddies that grew up together. It was a relationship that fostered once Thomas was in that lifetime appointment. Justice Neil Gorsuch, the first Supreme Court justice appointed by Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, as soon as he was appointed to that lifetime appointment, all of a sudden, he found a buyer that he had a property for sale in Colorado, above $1 million property for sale in Colorado for a number of years. Couldn't find any bidders, but then boom, lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court, and suddenly that property sold very, very quickly thereafter. And so you can see that there are rules for lower federal court judges, and they work because the judges then do conduct themselves properly, and there are, all of a sudden, you just take it at scout's honor once you're on the Supreme Court, and you kind of, it's up to you. You right. get to choose what you disclose. If you don't want to, if you think something was hospitality, you don't have to disclose it then. Oh, a private jet ride, even though private jets are included in what federal disclosure laws require. Well, it was just hospitality, though. It was like taking a ride around the block with a friend, except instead of a car, it was a private jet to Alaska for a fishing trip. Like, it is a la carte how these Supreme Court justices are allowing themselves to conduct their private lives, and it seems like they're living the lifestyles of the rich and the famous, even though they're supposed to be the nine highest adjudicators in our nation.
I think we'd all like to have our chance to sit down with these people and say, what the heck is going on with you people? Right? I mean, what? Just look at their face and take them on. That's what we all want. Well, one attorney did that, Luke. One attorney had the courage when arguing before the Supreme Court back in 2008 to go before the Roberts Court in 2000. And we have audio. Of course, you're not supposed to have audio from the Supreme Court.
No, you can have audio. You can't have video. Audio is the only thing that you can have from the...
But we've captured this. It happens to be from the TV show Boston Legal. But it's fantastic. And I want to play this for you because this is the great writing of this show from 2008. When attorney Alan Shore goes before the Robert Supreme Court. And wouldn't it be great if we had attorneys that would do this? Give it a listen.
Mr. Shore, I don't like your demeanor, your tone. And I would remind you of where you are.
I know exactly where I am, Mr. Chief Justice. I'm in the Supreme Court of the United States. And let me tell you, you folks aren't as hot as all get out.
Dear God.
Let's consider your respective Senate confirmations. You all testified under oath that you never actually considered how you would rule on abortion. You must be kidding me. Never gave it a thought. No perjury there? Justice Scalia, you went duck hunting with Vice President Cheney while he was a named defendant in a case before this court. Congratulations on not getting shot, by the way. But you didn't exactly avoid the appearance of impropriety there. Justice Alito, you were caught hearing a case involving a company you'd invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in. Huh, no conflict of interest there? You also don't recuse yourself in terrorism cases, even though your best friend is Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security. Seems to me the Supreme Court of the United States should be made of sterner stuff. Am I right? Justice Thomas, at least put down the magazine.
Hey.
I really don't think you mean to come after us, counsel.
Oh, but I do. In your short term as Chief Justice, this court, with your narrow majority, has turned back the clock on civil rights, school segregation, equal protection, free speech, abortion, campaign finance. You've been overtly and shamelessly pro-business, making it impossible for some plaintiffs to so much as sue corporations, especially big oil and big tobacco. Somebody's going to go after you.
You are getting so far off point.
My point is, who are you people? You've transformed this court from being a governmental branch devoted to civil rights and liberties into a protector of discrimination, a guardian of government, a slave to moneyed interests in big business. Cruel and unusual hypocrisy of a system that promises to be just.
I'll ask you to leave your personal politics out of this case.
And I'd ask you to do exactly the same. The Supreme Court was intended to be free and unadulterated by politics. It is now dominated by it. You're handpicked by presidents with ideological agendas. And of the two dozen 5-4 decisions in your 2006-2007 term, 19 broke straight across ideological lines. That's politics. And while you claim to be against judicial activism, you rewrote, check that, invented new law to decide a presidential election, for God's sake. If that's the way it's going to be, then at least have the decency to put your names on ballots like the rest of the politicians so that we, the people, get a voice.
Mr. Shore.
There you go.
I
love that scene. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we had an attorney who would actually do that?
James Spader? James
Spader as attorney Alan Shore for Boston Legal with William Shatner was in that show.
I'm not familiar with the show, but
You need to dial. I have the entire thing on DVD, the entire five seasons.
What's a DVD?
What? Oh, for God's sake. See, here we go again.
I'm just kidding.
I had to copy it off of cassette tape, Luke, if you want the truth.
I was going to say, I was half expecting you to say it was on your TiVo still or something like that, but no, I haven't watched the show, but I think it is fascinating how art reflects life, and then right? Life reflects art back at us.
Because everything in that fictitious segment is factual. I mean, they took the record back in that. This is 2008.
Yeah.
And here we are in 2023, and all those things that they said still apply today.
This is much scarier than The Simpsons with Trump on an elevator or escalator.
but I mean, some of those things were already done in 2008. Had already happened.
I think one of the things that a lot of individuals now are realizing that you could ignore a problem as long as you want, but that doesn't actually address these problems. And so we as a society may have just not focused on the Supreme Court for a little bit too long because it seems like some of these problems were known at the time and not fully addressed. And they are something that are continuing on without being addressed. They're going to just continue on. And so court reform, I think, is something that absolutely needs to start being a part of some conversations. And maybe that's a scary thought or a scary sentence for some people to consider, but it's not like any of these institutions are set in stone. There is no number of justices prescribed in the Constitution that could change through an act of Congress. There is... judicial ethics that are required for lower court judges that could be changed through legislation. There can be inquiries by Congress into the backgrounds of these non-disclosures because that's what's happening. You got Harlan Crowe buying up Clarence Thomas's mother's home and letting her live there, and then all of a sudden you find out that this law school is saying, hey, come be a professor emeritus or whatever the title would be in Hawaii. It's a real nice job that time of year. Come on down.
It's beautiful.
And so it is something that we need to be having a conversation about, because if we continue to ignore the problem, it's not going to solve it.
Tuesday Tangents with Luke, my favorite time of the week. Appreciate it, my friend.
Appreciate you, Todd.
All right, back. You listen to Luke every day.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Trevor Ault. Federal aid is on the way for residents in Vermont. President Biden approved an emergency declaration following catastrophic flooding. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Londonderry.
Paula Schwartz and her family evacuated before the water rose in Ludlow.
We kept hearing that the flooding was going to start, and we just got in the car.
Her neighbor forced a kayak to her home to check on it.
They're in the house, and they can't get out.
Residents here liken the ferocious water to Hurricane Irene.
Heat alerts stretch coast to coast with triple-digit temperatures smothering the southwest. NATO members have wrapped up day one of their two-day summit in Lithuania. President Biden met with Turkey's President Erdogan and praised his decision to stop blocking Sweden's entry into the military alliance. Ukraine is also at the top of the agenda. In England, world number one Iga Swiatek is out at Wimbledon, losing to Elena Svitolina of Ukraine in three sets in the quarterfinals. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
The DNR now says 833 acres have been lost to the fire in Washera County, southeast of Coloma last night. The Pallet Fire is 99% contained. In addition to the natural damage, the fire is also responsible for the destruction of three primary structures and 17 secondary structures. The DNR blames burning debris and high winds for the rapid spread of the flames that forced some to be evacuated. If you're a Leadfoot, this is a good time to tap the brakes. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the Wisconsin State Patrol will be on the lookout from the skies this week in seven counties, hoping to get people to slow down. One of the counties includes Fond du Lac, where there have been several instances of people driving extremely fast in recent weeks. Highway 41 and Wisconsin Highway 26 will be particular areas of focus. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. Glad to have you along with us on the Civic Media Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, taking your phone calls. If you'd like to weigh in, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Talking before the break with our friend Luke Mathers, great guy, great time as always on Tuesdays, Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Talking about the Supreme Court, played that clip from great show in the mid-2000s, Boston Legal. James Spader, absolutely fantastic, along with William Shatner as Denny Crane. One of our listeners from WAUK down in Waukesha, Milwaukee area, texted in and said, Spader was awesome in that show. And don't forget Denny Crane. How could I? I mean, it's one of my favorite. I have all five seasons on DVD. William Shatner would just walk around saying, Denny Crane. Denny Crane. It was fantastic. I mean, a larger,
did he really do that? Oh, he just really, said his name.
Yeah, I mean, because so the concept, one of the shows is that William Shatner played this iconic attorney in Boston, had never lost a case, like one of the most feared attorneys in America. But he was aging, and they didn't really know whether he had dementia or Alzheimer's, and he referred to it as Mad Cow. So he had Mad Cow. And he was kind of loose. So he represented James Spader's character, Alan Shore, in his own legal dispute. And then Shore came to work for Denny Crane. And so gotcha. Crane would just kind of go around to his bravado. It would just be like, Denny Crane. All I have to say is Denny Crane.
That's very William Shatner.
He'd say it all the time. It was great. Great show. And again, the irony here is that show from 2008 talking about the then Roberts Court. Almost everything applies to the current 2023 Roberts Court. What do you think about the Supreme Court? About having some more ethical standards set for them. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones right now. And I believe we have Dick in Madison. Go ahead, Dick. Go ahead.
Well, another one that I thought of when you guys brought up the alcoholic father from the 50s, kind of 50-ish too, and 60s, their mantra is kind of like, do as I say, not as I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then something legal that just came on board this afternoon that I found kind of funny. Apparently this situation down in Georgia where we thought this was going to come to a head finally, and she said to clear this plate for, you know, August.
Oh, sure.
Next month, that is already.
Yep.
Now you know what they're saying about that?
I have not seen it, no.
They're reassigning another grand jury because that first one was only to make a recommendation whether it should go to a grand jury.
Of course.
So, you know, I mean, how many hoops do you got to jump through to get this guy in court?
Yeah. Well,
apparently there's some law in Georgia where this was only to make the guidance going forward on whether it will, in fact, go to before a grand jury. So now they're selecting a grand jury to hear it.
A grand jury to review the grand jury.
That's the way I'm taking it. It sounds like it's 2 + 2, not 4.
Right. It sounds like a Dr. Seuss novel.
When you're
or
in legal stuff. So.
It's certainly frustrating, Dick, and I'm with you on that. And that's why I really appreciate the special prosecutor, what he's doing down in Miami and in Florida on these documents cases of Mar-a-Lago, because I think they've laid this out very well. And hopefully now that, because I think the co-defendant, the schlep for Trump, who's also before that court down there, he's trying to get that delayed now. And so you're right. Trump's whole thing is to delay all of this until he theoretically becomes president so he can wave his presidential hand and make it all go away.
Well, I'm hoping in the case of Smith, I think I've told you this before, Trump is acting as though this is one of his little penny ante civil suits,
right,
where he just strings it out forever. I think he might be a little sadly mistaken on this, where he's going with Smith.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I'm not an attorney myself, but I listen to people like Matt Flynn and Maggie Dawn and our staff who have great shows, are attorneys. I listen to other people who are attorneys, and I'm with you. This has teeth. This is serious. And he keeps giving the special prosecutor more evidence. I mean, going after him on his Truth Social, saying that, you know, basically going after the guy's family, the guy who's prosecuting you, you go after his family. I mean, he's just lost it, if he hadn't already.
Well, and then giving out the stuff last weekend on the Obamas.
Right, yeah.
And it's just on and on and on. I mean, this guy's out of control.
Yeah.
Totally. It's pretty obvious.
He truly is, and I appreciate the call, Dick. Dick and Madison, listen to us on WMDX. Appreciate you, sir. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for calling in.
You as well.
All right, thank you so much. If you'd like to be like our fine listener, Dick and Madison, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. I said earlier I had my teeth cleaned earlier, and maybe I'm a little goofy. And so I was trying to figure out that there was the first caller on the screen, and I'm like, holy cow, what language is that? And I'm like, how am I going to pronounce that name? And then I realized you simply put glitch, comma, ignore.
Yeah.
I thought the guy's name was Glitch Ignore.
No, it was when Dick called, for some reason, his phone number showed up twice.
Oh, really?
And I didn't want to get rid of the one that wasn't him in case it hung up both.
Well, that was very smart of you. If I was just trying to figure out the name, and then I'm like, oh, well. It's not a real name of a person. It is now 2:40 on a Monday after or Tuesday afternoon. I want to ask you this. We're going to round out the show with this question. Would love to get your response. Who has the better plan to win elections in 2024? Republicans or Democrats? Who has the better plan to win campaigns, to win elections? In 2024, Republicans or Democrats? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want it spelled out. I'm going to give you some parameters and we'll take your calls. So what Democrats are talking about and what the MAGA right is talking about. I don't want to necessarily even classify it as Republicans. We're talking about the MAGA folks, the Trump folks, the people who are still in the Trump camp. So first, here's what Democrats are talking about right now. They're talking about our economy and what Joe Biden has now deemed Bidenomics. We've now had 29 consecutive months of job growth. 29. Democrats also talking about that according to the Department of Labor statistics, there were 209,000 jobs added in June. Job creation numbers have stayed strong despite the Federal Reserve taking steps to cool the economy. Remember that. Survey after survey, fact after fact shows that of all the major democracies, the United States is weathering and dealing with inflation the best. We're enjoying an extended period in which real wages have exceeded inflation and outsized gains for lower wage earners. Inflation, as we said, is at a steady decline. Still up there, but coming down slowly but surely. Also, Democrats are running on their plan for 2024. There are 35,000 new infrastructure projects. 35,000. Think about it. An average of 700 infrastructure projects in each state. Also, Democrats, the benefits accrue to working class people and companies. The benefits accrue to rural areas and small towns and cities. And the benefits accrue across America. That's what Democrats are running on right now. Now for what the MAGA Republicans are talking about. No surprise, it's not the economy. It is not Bidenomics. It's what they call the good old culture wars. Good old culture wars. Here's an example. The hate group du jour is Moms for Liberty. Ridiculous group. A more accurate name would be Moms for Fearmongering.
A good nickname I've seen on Twitter is Klanned Karenhood. Klan with a K.
Klanned Karenhood. I like that a lot, actually.
It's very fitting.
It's very good. These moms, so-called Moms for Liberty, they fear educators. They fear pronouns, they fear ideas in books, they fear minorities, and fear anyone who doesn't say they are Christian. Heck, for anyone who exercises legal rights with which you disagree. Not something that's illegal. They're against things that are legal. The focus on attacking schools is because that's where young people learn about democracy. Oh, my gosh.
Plus, they quote Hitler on their homepage. So there's that.
Yes, so there's that. They learn ideas like individual rights, academic freedom, separation of church and state, and equality before the law. That's what they're learning about in school. Of course, to the far right, these tenets of democracy have become dangerous. They fear it. So instead of calling it learning, They call it liberal indoctrination, unquote. A Moms for Liberty chapter in Indiana featured in its first newspaper a quote that is popular with right-wing Christian groups, and it goes, quote, "He alone who owns the youth gains the youth." Pardon me, gains the future, unquote. Let me read that again. Direct quote. This is from Moms of Liberty chapter in Indiana. Quote, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future," unquote. Only problem with the quote, as Mr. Zomers touched on, it is attributed to Adolf Hitler. That Adolf Hitler. Think about that. I keep saying this. Republicans don't want to talk about their policy because they know that it doesn't connect with 50% plus one. And that's why they're going after electoral systems. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Who do you think has the better plan to run on to win campaigns in 2024? Democrats or mega Trumpism Republicans? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to Stoughton. Beautiful Stoughton, by the way. Great community here in southern or central southern Dane County. Let's go to CJ in Stoughton. What say you, sir?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd. It's an easy one. Notice you don't use the same criteria for your own candidate, but just remember, 1.8% inflation, 6.8% GDP growth. That's what the Republicans and Trump had. And they don't have 6 to 7% interest rates now that the Democrats did by overspending. Every man, woman, and child owes $95,000. Do you have any grandchildren, Todd?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have kids?
I don't.
Okay. Well, do you care about them? Because the kid that's born today owes $95,000. At what point is that too much for your Democrat giveaways?
Well,
buying votes by the student loan forgiveness does a really good job creating, yes, let's do that. But the mere fact those kids signed those papers to pay those loans back. So you can believe that the Democrats is Santa Claus, and my dad always said it's hard to argue with Santa Claus because it's nothing but giveaways.
All right, I appreciate the call, CJ. I worked for Congressman Scott Klug in the 90s when Bill Clinton was president. Republicans, Newt Gingrich, had Congress. And at that time, the deficit and the national debt was out of control. And Republicans worked with Bill Clinton to slowly ease it down. And lately, the biggest, factual show, the most spending was recently, last 20 years, was under Trump and the Republicans in Congress. And also Scott Walker and the Republicans in the state legislature. They're the spenders, CJ. That's what it shows. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to the Tallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. Glad to have you along. Also streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app, wherever you're at, download it at your favorite app store, either iPhone or Android. Simply type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up, takes less than a minute. Download it, open it up. Take Mr. Zomerins and I with you each and every afternoon, 1 until 3. Also, the rest of the Civic Media programs as well. At 10 minutes before 3 o'clock, that is 10 minutes away from our great friend and host, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Not going to want to miss it. It's informative. It'll make you chuckle. Got a little bit of a sense of humor and great calls. Great interaction. Matt Flynn Direct coming up after the news at 3 o'clock. Then after that, of course, 4 o'clock, it is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. Never personal, only politics, the Devil's Advocates. At 6 o'clock, Maggie Dawn, another attorney, another great take. Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Don't forget then, it is Rick Smith Across America and tape delayed. At 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Another great lineup this afternoon to keep you informed, in touch, involved, make you laugh. You'll come away thinking, you'll come away with more knowledge after you listen to an afternoon of Civic Media across Wisconsin and on the app. Appreciate you having all of us along on a Tuesday afternoon. Before the break, asking for your calls, who has the better plan to run in 2024? Democrats or Republicans, mega Republicans? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Appreciate y'all giving us a call and giving your voice. Before the break, CJ called in from Stoughton and brought up, you know, all this spending. But the problem with it is, as someone who spent time working for a member of Congress, as someone who spent a lot of time working in the state capitol, the big spenders over the last 20 years have been Republicans. They don't want you to talk about that or know that. But the biggest spending increases, the biggest spending has been by Republicans. It was Bill Clinton and a Republican Congress led by Newt Gingrich who first started truly addressing on spending down the deficit, paying off the deficit, and getting spending down. George W. Bush worked on, of course, had the 9/11 happened, Iraq, Afghan War, and then President Obama came in. And again, he did not have control of Congress, I think, what, only 2 years out of the 8? That he had complete control, if memory serves, I'll stand corrected. But the point is, President Obama did not have a completely Democratic Congress to work with. Had to work with Republican leaders. And by the time Trump got in, there was basically, it was very little deficit there. And it was Republicans and Trump who spent. And the same thing happened at the state capitol. This is one of the ironies as someone who spent 30 years, or almost 30, as a Republican and left the party in 2011. For years, Republicans harped on, we're not the big spenders, and we want local control. I was in the building in 2011, 2012, 13, 14. No one spent money like it was water. Nobody usurped local control more than Scott Walker. It's a fact. And now people want to rewrite history saying the Democrats are the big spenders? Come on.
And also, importantly, talking about specifically right now with Trump and Biden, I think that it's a bit disingenuous to compare raw numbers because we had the pandemic right in between both of those.
Sure.
And so it's very difficult to say how much of that came from pandemic relief or whatever else we needed to do to get through that.
Sure. But I think even in the Trump era, if you take out the pandemic relief money, which, of course, remember, he didn't want to spend a lot of that. If you set that aside, if you look at other spending that Republicans approved under Trump, the programs that they, the pork, quite frankly, back in their own districts. But to Mr. Zomer's point, both of them, Trump and Biden, had to deal with the impacts of the pandemic. And Biden took action immediately upon becoming president to end the effects of the pandemic quicker. But again, look at the facts. 29 consecutive months of job growth in America. 209,000 jobs added in June. And despite the Federal Reserve trying to slow the economy, to cool the economy, job creation numbers have stayed strong. And having an extended period in which real wages have exceeded inflation and outsized gains for lower wage earners. 35,000, this is the kicker. 35,000 new infrastructure projects. And you look now around the country, all the Republicans who are trying to make hay off these infrastructure problems, and guess what? They didn't vote for him. It came up before the Congress. Republicans, oh, we're not voting for that. It was Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of the Department of Transportation, that put this together under the Biden administration. We're not going to vote for this. It's Democratic. It comes from the Democrats. It was pure partisan politics on the part of Republicans in Congress. And now they're standing and posing for holy pictures. That's a political term. You know, for you know, elected officials who go stand next to the local person so they get their, you know, picture in the local paper. It's a holy picture. Oh, look how great I am. Look what I did for you. Well, that's great if your elected official actually voted for that. But don't forget, in Wisconsin, there wasn't one Republican federal elected official that voted for the infrastructure bill. Not one. Well, if you see Ron Johnson posing for a bridge or a road or Glenn Grothman or Derek Van Orten, just remember they had nothing to do with it. And that's the irony here. So I don't know what the Republicans are going to. Well, I do know. It's fear and hate mongering. All these social issues that try to divide us apart, to gin us up. And we just have to stay strong. Say, look at all the things that are happening in this country that are good right now. Not perfect. Not perfect at all. But are really good. And focus on that. And keep banging on our drum. Because I still believe that better days are around the corner. We'll be back tomorrow. Appreciate you. Appreciate Luke Mathers. Appreciate Mr. Aaron Zomers. And, of course, most of all, for you for listening. This is the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned now for our friend Matt Flynn Direct. Not going to want to miss it. And keep banging on your drum.
This.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the ABC Civic Media